MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 16, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Salem Nurse is on the picket line for a new contract. State awards $600,000 for Gloucester preschools. And the Newburyport chief of staff is leaving. Sun and clouds, mid-50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:36 a.m. and 11:04 p.m. Michael McHugh is reporting in the Salem News. In Salem, nurses lined the sidewalk in front of the North Shore Medical Center on Tuesday during an informational picket advocating for a better contract. Picketers said they wanted an agreement that would better value registered nurses by improving staffing levels, increasing wages, and protecting nurses' health insurance from a proposed takeaway. The registered nurses of Salem Hospital, represented by the Massachusetts Nurses Association, the MNA, have been in negotiations with owner Mass General Brigham since February. By providing inadequate investment in Salem Nurses MNA contract and potentially taking away long-standing health insurance benefits that would increase costs for the majority of nurses, MNA nurses have expressed concern over an inability to provide adequate care with safe staffing levels. In the Gloucester Times, Ethan Foreman writes the Healy Driscoll administration is giving $20.3 million in Commonwealth Preschool Partnership Initiative grants to 30 school districts in partnership with community-based preschool programs to expand access to high-quality, affordable preschool. The Gloucester School District was named a Fiscal 2025 Continuing Implementation/Maintenance Awardee of $609,905. Universal access to preschool is a core of Governor Maura Healey's Gateway to Pre-K agenda to make early education and child care more affordable and accessible for Massachusetts families, said the administration in a prepared statement. More news in 50 seconds.
Hello, everybody. Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Who do we got this week, October 17th, on the show? In the North Shore, we got April Martinez, Soccer Girls soccer coach. We also got our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. And in the Merrimack Valley, Thomas Brown of Chelmsford, talking about his choice of college to play Division I football.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Jim Sullivan reports in the Newburyport Daily News, after almost 3 years as Mayor Sean Reardon's right-hand man, Chief of Staff Andrew Levine is leaving City Hall next month to become the town administrator for Hatfield. Levine started in the city just one day before a large snowstorm blew through the area. Last year, the 35-year-old became a father for the first time. Levine said his family has been looking for the right place to settle down, with Western Massachusetts becoming the place they wanted to be. Paul Halloran reports on itemlive.com. Lynn is spending $100,000 to install lighting on 5 railroad bridge underpasses, providing for safer passage for both pedestrians and vehicles. There are 5 underpasses that will be illuminated. The MBTA owns the bridges, but the city is funding the project. The locations are Silsby Street, Blossom Street, Chatham Street, Commercial Street, and Eastern Avenue. The work is being done by Covello Electric, which completed work on the Silsby Street underpass last week. The contractor is working with National Grid on installing electric power at the other 4 sites. And Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, Salem is not the only North Shore coastal community getting into the Halloween spirit this October, as America's oldest seaport plans to hold its 3rd annual party at Stage Fort Park on Huff Avenue this Saturday in Gloucester. The free party, sponsored by the city, is to take place October 19 from noon to 3 p.m., with a rain date of Saturday, October 26. Former City Councilor Melissa Cox and Gloucester First Lady Kelly Verga, wife of Mayor Greg Verga, are serving as co-chairs for the event. The highlight promises to be a kids' and family costume contest at the park's bandstand at 2 p.m. Other scheduled haunted happenings include music by DJ Leo Francis, a touch-a-truck event with the fire department, police department, and the community impact unit, Hayrides, the open-door food pantry's mobile market farmer's truck, face painting, popcorn and pizza, and fun activities for all ages. Bruins at Rockies tonight with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.